Recorded Books presents Check Out the Library Weenies and Other Warped and Creepy Tales by David Lubar, narrated by Christopher Gebauer and Susie Jackson. How to Slay Vampires for Fun and Profit. Johann was, at the moment, an unwilling patron of the Federville Public Library. His parents had dragged him there because they wanted to hear a local author speak about her trip to the South Pole. Johann had no interest in poles or local authors. He had no interest in books, either, until he spotted the faded gold letters on the faded brown spine of a thin volume jutting slightly from a shelf in a far-off dusty corner of the second floor of the library, where he'd wandered, looking for something to amuse himself. He read the title twice, since the first reading left him with the impression he'd misread the words. But no. They were just what they'd seemed on first glance. How to Slay Vampires for Fun and Profit. Johann was always ready for fun. He was also in favor of profit. He pulled the book from between its shelfmates. Somebody messed up, he thought, as he noticed that the books on either side were volumes of poetry written by some guy named Byron. Obviously, the book had been misshelved. No matter. It was in his hands now. He sat on the floor and started reading. He was halfway through the book by the time his parents tracked him down. Their annoyance at having to hunt for him was balanced by their joy at seeing him enthralled by a book for the first time in his life. Both parents, upon reading the title, assumed it was a work of fiction. Johann continued to read in the car. He finished the book that evening, sitting on the living room couch. He now knew how to lure vampires, trap them, slay them, and sell their ashes for an amazing sum. He'd vaguely known that slain vampires disintegrated into ashes, but he'd no idea there was a market for those powdery remains. The book listed the address of several places that would buy them, and Johann checked the internet to make sure those places were real. Since the task of slaying vampires was not a solo occupation, Johann enlisted the aid of his friends, Cameron and Luis. He told them all about the fun they'd have, but he didn't mention the profit. That money would be all his. Cameron and Luis shared Johann's dark nature, so they were easily persuaded to join the venture. It helped that Luis had a supply of sparklers left over from the 4th of July. Those were an important component in the slaying part. Their burning light, apparently, could transfix a vampire once several common chemicals were added to the existing mix. It also helped that Cameron's father was a passionate gardener, with a fondness for the larger varieties of tomatoes. Heavy-duty tomato steaks were easily converted into weapons for plunging into vampire hearts. Throughout the preparation phase, Johann searched all around the town, and all across any countryside within range of a lazy bicyclist, for a site to which he could lure the vampires. The book stated that 3 to 5 victims was a reasonable number to expect, though there had been reports of slayers harvesting as many as a dozen. Johann knew he'd do well above average. Fortunately, human blood was not required to bait the trap, though Johann was pretty sure he could convince Cameron to donate a small quantity if he egged him on with taunts about cowardice. Cameron was easily manipulated. But his blood wouldn't be needed. According to the book, fresh beef would do, mixed with an assortment of herbs and spices that were not difficult to obtain. Johann chose the middle school gym for the site of the slaughter, because he knew how to get inside the building, even when it was supposed to be locked. Once the vampire slayers reached the gym, they set out the bait in the darkened, cavernous room. Johann opened the book to the spot he'd marked, illuminated the page with his phone, and read the chant that would help lure the vampires. As the last word died in the darkness, the vampires came. Silent, half human in form, half smoke, they entered the gym. 5, then 6, then 7, then 8. Male and female, they approached the bucket. Johann held his breath, hoping those drawn by the chant and the scent would exceed the dozen mentioned in the book. Soon enough, they did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?